Gratitude for the AA Public Information Service. In January 1996, I had to be admitted to hospital to detox. And 3 days later, the miracle happened. On the information wall, various leaflets were displayed, and at random, I picked up the AA starter pack without looking at any others. Who? Me. I started reading with an open mind, still suffering from alcohol withdrawal symptoms, feeling depressed and ashamed of myself. I read about my illness, the solution, and how to recover and stay sober. I could identify. From that moment, I was convinced that I had a problem with alcohol. I was deeply touched with hope and cried tears of joy. This was an awesome spiritual awakening moment as my thinking changed. I spent 10 days in hospital and read the pamphlet about 100 times. A member of the ward staff asked me why I was in hospital, and I replied, because of my drinking. He tried to 12-step me numerous times by encouraging me to join AA meetings, but I didn't disclose to him that I'd read about AA, as I intended to go to a meeting anyway. I just needed to hear from him about the fellowship to be totally convinced. The night before I left hospital, he said, if it'll help, I'll take you to a meeting. And that happened the following evening. I made it through the doors of the meeting, and then it dawned on me that he was a member. The way I was welcomed and how I felt removed all doubt in my mind. I was in the right place with like-minded people. In my recovery journey, I realized that the message was carried to me through the AA Public Information Service by leaving leaflets for me and others to find at the hospital. My conscience moved me to feel great gratitude to this service because it had rescued me, and I also felt responsible to ensure it continued. So I volunteered to be part of the Public Information Committee, where we work to carry the message of sobriety to helping agencies. I'm glad I was part of this service for some years because it kept me sober, and being involved in service strengthened my sobriety. From the beginning, they told me, don't take the first drink. Keep coming back. Keep it simple. Stay with the winners. I learned that means alcoholics in action, love, and service. That's AA for me. I'm very grateful and privileged to be a member of this worldwide fellowship. Verna, St. Helier Steps and Traditions.